It was a whirlwind from start to finish, not only for marathon runners, but for volunteers, too. Leslie Adams, a nurse at Tufts Medical Center, was stationed inside the medical tent near the finish line of the race. Adams was hanging IV fluid for a dehydrated runner when she heard a huge crash.
Then we heard from the announcer, like, make space, like, we need to get all the runners to the front of the tent. I look over and the gentleman who lost both of his legs was being run down the center aisle, and I was like, here we go, this is it. And that's when the fear really started. And 2 seconds later, someone was doing compressions on another body and on a stretcher. I don't even know if that person made it. But I was just terrified.
As a nurse in the pediatric ICU, Adams is used to treating the critically ill. But her patients are usually stabilized in the emergency room before they reach her. This was different. It was raw. Her own safety was at risk. She's never been so scared.
Being terrified for my life and then trying to reassure others that they're going to be okay is a weird situation. Like, in my head, like, I was like, oh my God. And then I'm talking to a mom who's holding her two kids sitting in a wheelchair. And I was like, it's going to be okay. Like, I don't know it's going to be okay. But I said that to try to calm her down because the look on her face wasn't reassuring.
What reassured Adams were her three friends, also nurses and volunteers in the same medical tent. She saw them continue to take care of patients and followed their lead. And then there was the voice of the medical tent coordinator, who called out directions from the microphone in the middle of the tent.
The announcer had a very calm, quiet voice. There was no sense of panic in his voice, and he was able to relay information continuously. He was giving us direction every step of the way. I felt like there was never a moment of silence from him, and that really guided me in what I was doing.
That guiding voice belongs to John Anderson, a middle school science teacher who's been working as a marathon medical tent coordinator for 15 years.
And I honestly believe that I went into my teaching mode at that moment, and it was, how am I going to make this situation as safe as I can for everyone who is here in the tent and anyone who could be coming into the tent?
Doctors, police officers, and firefighters would give directions to Anderson, which he would then relay to the rest of the tent.
And nobody was kind of yelling, nobody was screaming, everybody was just doing what needed to be done as quickly as possible.
After the first patient was wheeled in, a ghost white man with no limbs below his knees and belts holding up his legs to stop the flow of blood, Anderson says the gravity of the situation became clear. He was afraid because he didn't know where his wife was. They had been married for 30 years and volunteered at the marathon together. A charge nurse in the emergency room at Newton Wellesley Hospital, Lori Anderson, was posted outside the medical tent.
I wasn't afraid. I don't know why I wasn't afraid. I felt kind of weird about that. I don't know. I did not feel afraid. I knew that there was a lot of injured people, and I just went into action mode, and I didn't really feel afraid.
Lori says that after the second bomb, a lot of people started running towards her while a wave of volunteers left the tent to help at the scene of the blasts.
A second wave of people started to come out of the tent, and I basically told them to go back in because by then there was injured coming, and I figured they needed to wait for them to come to them rather than run down the street. So I sent the second group back into the tent, and then I helped orchestrate who went in and how quickly, and made paths for the people that were sicker so that EMS could get through and get into the tent and help the people that were walking and wounded and injured.
After the first rush of badly injured people were triaged, Lori says she walked about 10 feet into the tent and waved at her husband.
She came in, gave the high sign, and everybody that was around me all pointed quickly and told me, there she is, there she is, there she is, which, of course, let my heart just slow down a little bit.
Both John and Lori Anderson say a lot of lives were saved that day thanks to the amazing job done by their fellow first responders.
I think to the untrained public, they just see tons of resources coming to the scene.
Brendan Carney is second in command at Boston EMS.
But for the people who are involved in the response, it is a coordinated response.
As soon as the blasts occurred, hospitals and private ambulance services were put on alert to prepare for mass casualties. But it was in the makeshift emergency room in the medical tent that gave many of the victims the chance to survive. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.